USA Radio News.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said that he plans to urge lawmakers this week to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over classified materials related to the Russia investigation. Today, the Attorney General was asked about that classified material.
The Department of Justice has written him a letter and responded as appropriate to him. The request he's made is one that the intelligence communities and Department of Justice feels is not grantable. We've explained that we'd be willing to talk to him about it before, the details of which I couldn't discuss.
First Lady Melania Trump launched her public awareness campaign today to help children, calling it Be Best. In a rare twist on their White House roles, she commanded the Rose Garden Lectern while President Donald Trump watched from the audience. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump is asking for voters not to vote for the GOP frontrunner in a U.S. Senate primary. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump urging West Virginia voters not to vote for Don Blankenship in the Tuesday primary, saying he's unelectable and would make it more difficult to defeat incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Blankenship's a former coal CEO who did time in jail in connection with a 2010 blast that killed 29 miners. While the president didn't exactly endorse the other two Republicans running, Representative Evan Jenkins and State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, he did say in the tweet, quote, vote Jenkins or Morrissey. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says he will announce his decision on whether to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal tomorrow. Trump is facing a self-imposed May 12th deadline over whether to uphold the 2015 nuclear deal, which he has long criticized. For all of these stories, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The president of the University of Florida issued an apology after videos posted on social media showed many African American students who did expressive jumps or dances while getting their diplomas were escorted off the stage rather aggressively. University of Florida President W. Ken Fuchs yesterday apologized at a different graduation ceremony.
That we inappropriately physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
One of the students who was rushed off the stage shares what the entire experience was like.
In general, I don't think I've ever been handled in that manner, not even by my parents. It's kind of embarrassing, kind of degrading.
The student also shares now his lasting impression on the University of Florida.
A lasting impression, at least for undergrad, will be them watching their son having his back turned towards the audience and being handled like a savage animal.
And finally, a Texas woman won $1.2 million on an $18 pick five bet that included the Kentucky Derby winner, Justify. The woman, who said she would like to remain anonymous, made the wager at a small Texas racetrack where she picked the Kentucky Derby winner and the four previous races all correctly, and one of those races included a 39-1 long shot. For all of these stories and many more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.